And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia is claiming that Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. We get more details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegation in phone call Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S., Britain, France, and Turkey. In a televised address, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says the allegation can only mean Moscow has already prepared its own escalatory step, and he says the international community must make Moscow understand the world will not swallow it. Meantime, Russian-installed officials report building defensive positions in occupied areas of Ukraine and border regions, reflecting fears of a Ukrainian attack along new sections of the 620-mile front line. While the Ukrainian military claims Russian officers have withdrawn from the area, leaving newly mobilized, inexperienced forces to defend it. I'm Ben Thomas.
The rival Koreas have exchanged warning shots along their disputed Western Sea boundary. As animosities rise over North Korea's recent weapons test, South Korea said its Navy broadcast warnings and fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship that violated the sea boundary early Monday. North Korea's military said its coastal defense units fired artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters where a South Korean naval ship had intruded. No clashes have been reported in the area where past naval skirmishes and violence have occurred. And North Korea's recent weapons activity follows what it calls provocative joint military drills between South Korea and the United States. Those exercises end Friday, and the allies hold joint Air Force drills next week. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that he will not run to lead the Conservative Party. It ends a short-lived attempt to return to the Prime Minister's job, in which he was ousted a little more than 3 months ago. His withdrawal leaves former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak the strong favorite to be Britain's next Prime Minister. He could win the contest as soon as today. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, has been widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week after her tax-cutting economic package caused turmoil in financial markets and obliterated her authority inside the governing party. Johnson spent the weekend trying to gain support from fellow lawmakers after flying back from a Caribbean vacation. More than 3 years after Manhattan, New York prosecutors started investigating former U.S. President Donald Trump, after going to the Supreme Court twice to gain access to his tax records, the only criminal trial to arise from their efforts is now about to begin. More from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Former President Donald Trump is not going on trial, but his company is, the Trump Organization, accused of helping some top executives avoid income taxes on compensation they got in addition to their salaries. Trump signed off on some of the checks at the center of the case, but is not charged with anything and is not expected to testify or attend the trial, which starts Monday with jury selection. If convicted, the organization could be fined more than $1 million. Last month, the New York Attorney General filed a civil lawsuit accusing Trump and his organization of misleading banks and others for years about the value of assets. That civil suit seeks $250 million and a permanent ban on Trump doing business in the state. Julie Walker, New York.
A Brazilian politician has attacked federal police officers seeking to arrest him in his home, prompting an hours-long siege that caused alarm and a scramble for response at the highest level of government. Roberto Jefferson, a former lawmaker and an ally of the president, Jair Bolsonaro, fired a rifle at police and threw grenades, wounding two officers in Rio de Janeiro. He said in a video message that he refused to surrender, though by early evening he was in custody. Yeah, the events were stunning even to Brazilians who have grown accustomed to far-right politicians thumbing their noses at Supreme Court justices. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.